Tanya Oliver is the show manager as well as the chief executive officer of the Grand Prairie Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Peace Region Energy Show that's coming up May 15th and 16th at Evergreen Park in Grand Prairie. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us today. How goes final prep for the energy show?
You know what? It's going really well. Thanks so much for having me on. We are super excited to be hosting this. You know, we host it every 2 years, and the last show we hosted, you know, the times were different. So we're excited this time around. We have more exhibitors. The general energy and buzz around the energy show is, you know, really high, and people are excited to come out and see the exhibits. Experience the different equipment and technology that's going to be on display and, you know, expand their knowledge about the energy industry, but also create new contacts and get some business done. So we're super excited.
The energy show, I'm sure, was interrupted by COVID, but in between times, and I guess surrounding that time, has attendance sort of suffered with the energy show, or is it maintained status quo, or has it been even better?
Yeah, you know what? So in the last show we hosted in 2022, we were only about 70% sold out, and we are back up to about 87% sold out now, so we're very excited about that. You know, in May of 2022, it was just on the heels of another COVID spike. You know, March that year, there was closures being threatened and people still had budget restrictions and travel restrictions. And then visitors, just a general, like, I don't really want to be in a room with a few thousand people. So, you know, those sentiments have passed. People are ready to be out in crowds again and just really excited to embrace the energy and just, you know, learn about what's going on and make those new connections. So as far as attendance at the show goes, you know, we made a lot of new partnerships this year and have really extended our reach as far as advertising the show goes. So we're really excited to see the fruits of those labors. And of course, we won't, you know, see that until next week when the show actually happens. But we are really excited to welcome the visitors to the hundreds of exhibitors that we've got gathered. So,
as far as exhibitors and as far as interested parties, maybe rolling through the turnstiles is concerned, who comes to the show?
You know what? It is a variety of folks that come to the show. You know, our primary goal is to attract visitors that will do business with those exhibitors that we have on the floor. But also, I mean, it's such a significant industry for Northwest Alberta, for our province, for our country, and for the world. We get a lot of folks coming out that are just, you know, curious and want to see, you know, this equipment that's set up, and they want to learn about the new technologies. And so we're just, you know, we attract all sorts of visitors to the show. And this year we've also expanded two things. One, we have later show hours on the Wednesday, so we're going till 7. So that's going to hopefully allow people that, you know, couldn't get away during the day to be able to come down and experience things. And we also are working with a group of grade 9 and 10 students from across the region to come down and to learn more about a career and a future in energy.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Keynotes. Are there any keynotes during the show, or is it just open basically to say, hey, everybody, come on in?
Yeah, this is, we don't have a conference component. It is, it's a pure trade show format. So it's people come on in whenever it works for them.
How much in your mind does this show say to the general public, this is how much technology has improved in such a short period of time?
Yeah, you know what? We, you know, unless you're work directly in the industry, and even for those folks that do work in the industry, quite often it's, you know, one specific element, right? The industry is so vast. So being able to come down, you know, and stand beside a piece of equipment that just towers over you is just, you can't experience that just by looking online, you know? And even, you know, some of the other visitors that come to the show already do business with those exhibitors at the show, but they, you know, talk on the phone or they do email or now, you know, the virtual calls. So being able to face-to-face connect with people, you know, you just learn so much and you connect in a different way being in person. So I think that, you know, anyone who takes the time to come down is always surprised at what they get to see and experience.
That's a very good point you bring up here, Tanya, is the networking aspect of shows like this. How much does networking sort of reign supreme, I guess, with shows like this?
Yeah. You know what? It is one of the most valuable elements of a show like this. You know, it is, you know, there's so many ways to connect with people now, but none of the various ways can ever replace that face-to-face. You know, the tools that we have available are great, and it's convenient, and they all serve their purpose, but you simply can't replace the face-to-face. So the networking component that happens is invaluable.
The Peace Region Energy Show happens May 15th and 16th at Evergreen Park in Grand Prairie. Tanya, I ask, how much are you looking forward to the show?
I am super excited. You know what? It's highly anticipated. I'm very excited to open it up, you know, even more than we were able to the last time and just celebrate the industry that's so important. So very excited.
Tanya Oliver is the show manager. She's also the chief executive officer of the Grand Prairie Chamber of Commerce. Tanya, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.